What's your story? How did you first hear about Baba?
How did I first hear about Baba? I came to Miami probably in 1970, and I was visiting someone's house, and they had a poster of Baba on the refrigerator, flowers around, and things that don't worry, be happy. And I was very curious about it. I said, who is that? And he says, well, that's God in human form. I said,
but where did you pay a visit?
At who? Someone's house. Someone I just met. I was with another friend that took me to the house. And I remember seeing Baba's picture in the refrigerator and asking him, who is this? And he said, that's God in human form. And I said, that can't be possible. That's the runner-up in the Jerry Colonna look-alike contest. And for years, never had any real connection, but I was coming in from Tampa on business to Miami. And I remembered that I'd never really found God. I'd been looking for a long time, and I couldn't find anything that resembled what I thought God would be. And John Martel, I had met, and he said, let's go somewhere. And he had a van, and I got in the back, and I sat down on this book and hurt my bottom. And I picked up the book and opened it up, and it was How a Master Works. And right where my mind was is where the book was. At that very moment, there was like a lightning bolt, and it hit me right in the face. And I said, this is amazing, John. Can I borrow this book? He said, no. He says, I need to have this book. He says, go get your own. So I started looking for the book, and I couldn't find the book anywhere. So my brother-in-law was Barry Gold, and I said, Barry, you're going to Myrtle Beach. Get the book while you're there and bring it back. He said, yes, don't worry about it. So he comes back. I'm waiting for 2 weeks to bring it, and I've got this fire going in. Because it's for me. I was so disappointed. I was really intense. That's important about a visit to the Baba Center.
But you had not paid a visit yet to Baba Center?
Never been there. It took a long time for me to get to the Baba Center.
After you had read the book? You
know, oh, yeah. After I read about Baba. I had been reading about Baba a long time before I ever got to the Baba Center. I started to collect Baba books and read everything I could. But on one of the visits that I went to the Baba Center, my mind was on worldly things. I'm driving to Myrtle Beach, and I'm trying to take care of everything that I have responsibility for. I'm not thinking about Baba alone, and my mind is not where it should be. And I come onto the center, and I'm going into the greenhouse to stay. My mind is really in a place it shouldn't be, on the Baba Center. And all of a sudden, this acorn falls out of the tree and hits me square in the middle of the head, and it almost knocked me down. And it hurt so bad that the only way I could control the pain and the nausea was to take Baba's name. Braver. Baba, 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 Baba. Walking around rubbing my head because it hurt very badly. Well, the next time I came to the Baba Center, it was almost the same exact scene, driving onto the center, coming up to the greenhouse, and as I'm opening the car door, an acorn comes out and smashes the top of the car. And at that very second, I said, Bobby, you don't have to hit me in the head twice. I got focused very much on Baba automatically, right? So I'm thinking about the curiosity, the technique Bob was using with the acorn. And I go into the original kitchen, and there's a girl sitting on the other side of the room going like this. So I realized that that must be a viable technique for getting to focus on God. That's a true story. It happened. I can still remember that.